The Laughter of God by Walter C. Lanyon. Chapter 10. The Years That the Locust Hath Eaten. I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten. A meaningless bit of Bible language, a scrap of Oriental poetry, and yet hidden away, therein is a secret and a promise so wonderful that it makes the interest in life flare up into reality again. The years that the locust hath eaten are the years that are wasted. So many have found themselves looking backward over a life of fruitless years, years of struggle, years consumed with futility and despair, years filled with unexpressed dreams and ambitions, ugly years of acuity and nothingness. Hundreds of people have spent ages trying to bring out the higher consciousness only to arrive at a place of disappointment. Old worn-out bodies and insufficient funds seem to have been the reward for their years of labor. The locust of human thought has eaten up all that was worthwhile and left but the ghastly skeletons. Many of these fall back on the old hateful teaching that when they sleep, they shall wake into a new and wonderful state of things. They only accept this because they have failed to bring out the presence here and now. The bitterness of failure is upon them. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all die, but we shall be changed. In the twinkling of an eye at the last trump, the dead in Christ will be raised, and we, the living, will be changed. The last trump that is to sound, which will change you or raise you from the mass of dead beliefs, is not a noise that shall be heard with the human ear. It is the still small voice of the Master who standeth at the door and knocks. It is this very silent, audible voice which will awaken the dead and change the living, and it is this glorious power that will suddenly cause you to know that the years which the locust hath eaten are restored, and that it is not too late. It is not just a whitewashing of rotten timbers, but a newness, a restoration of the temple which was almost destroyed. Destroy this temple, or body, and in 3 days I will raise it up. I have power to pick it up or lay it down. We are speaking of the temple of the body, which is the temple of the living God, and is therefore a temple of perfection. We are speaking of the temple of life, which through belief has been consumed with the locust of human thought. Yea, these very temples that we call human bodies, these same bodies that we called vile and have begged to be delivered from, these shall be restored. The day of platitudes is over for the one who has heard the voice of the inner Lord. He is no longer trying to make his old body over by repeating a lot of words or ideas. He knows he must be born again. He must start all new and fresh. He must give up his temporal power and become the new fresh babe of spirit. Ye must be born again. Old Nicodemus, when told he must be born again, put up the same argument that you and I put forth when we were first initiated into the inner courts and hear the wonders that must be made manifest. No wonder we have seen so much failure and such tiresome years of earnest effort being consumed by the locusts of failure and futility. He restoreth my soul. The substance wasted in prodigality is restored in all its freshness. The prodigality may not necessarily have been sin in the terms of what the world calls sin, but it may have been spent in 1,001 ways that proved futile and availed you nothing. Return unto the Lord, and he shall forgive your backsliding. We are just beginning to understand that through a mistaken belief of life in the body, we have wasted our substance, and we have nothing but the locust-eaten years to look upon. Behold, I make all things new. Do you believe? You who read this line, where do you locate the I of which you speak? Can you see, you who read these lines, the new day is slowly but surely dawning, and the words of the Spirit of Truth, whoever spoken through, are being fulfilled? I shall restore the years that the locust hath eaten, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Do you believe this, you who are reading? Do you think it is possible, and do you stop to think what it will be like to see God in your flesh? In my flesh shall I see God. What would you see if you saw God in your flesh? Think it over. Certainly you would not see the years that the locust hath eaten. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He returneth to the days of his youth. The human mind cannot grasp this. It comes under the head of the seeming impossible. Therefore, it comes under the scope of the I am consciousness, the doer of the impossible. Note the word fresher. Why fresher? Because it is the spiritualized flesh. In my flesh shall I see God. In my flesh shall I see spirit materialized. We know Jesus raised his body from the death of materiality and from the material limitations, and yet he had a body which could be touched and handled. But it was fresher even than the body of a child or the flesh of a child, because it had lost all earthliness and had become pure spirit. These are the deep things of spirit. My words are spirit, and they are truth, and they shall not return unto me void. Do you hear, you who read? The deep and hidden things are being revealed to you. Be still and know that I am God. This means the human laws of birth, growth, maturity, and decay are no more operative for you. You are the risen Lord. The spirit has become flesh, and the years that have been eaten by the locust are restored. They are revealed in all their beauty, and nothing is lost or found wanting. The kingdom of heaven has come nigh unto you. Secretly we are seeing, through the mass of words, the power behind them, and are leaving the symbols for the reality. In the seed is stored up all the plant will need to express itself in perfection. Lost in the life of God, you are finding that the substance spent in riotous living is restored to you. Do you not see that when you lose your life, the human sense of birth, growth, maturity, and decay, you will find the eternal life, that which will restore all which you thought was eaten by the locust, human belief? For this is, present tense, life eternal, that they might know thee. Beloved, the day breaks. Gradually we shall know the truth of the statement, and God shall wipe away all tears. There shall be no more crying. The belief of human misery shall pass away, and you shall stand revealed, the Son of the living God. Thou shalt forget thy misery and remember it as waters that pass away. Job 11:16. The hour has struck. The door is closed. We're beginning the process from within out, which shall change us, or reveal to us the full stature of Christ. Eyes have not seen. We do not look for a pattern or model of this temple of the living God, but we gaze inwardly to the picture shown us upon the mount. And this is the picture that shall be reproduced in the flesh. Yet in my own flesh shall I see God. Do you hear, you who read? Believest thou this? You say it is 4 months until the harvest. I say, look again. Suddenly there is a telescoping of time. Time is mental, so is weight. This ability to telescope the illusion is a capacity which you possess. Returning to the Father, a blending with the One where two does not exist, but before you ask, is the law.